As we gather together in this unique time, the gospel that we hear today has a particular relevance to all of us, and in particular to me. I don't see you. You see me, but it's through a camera, through a lens. And I might remind you that the lens, that lens that you're seeing me through, is said to add more weight, and pink is not my color. Nevertheless, we find ourselves in this situation, as many find themselves in this situation, not able to see those whom they love, their loved ones separated by distance, by being separated in nursing homes and in hospitals. And we are left to say, wow, this is profoundly bad. This is terrible. But the gospel reminds us today that there's something worse. There's something worse than even this. What if we see, but we do not understand? What if what is apparent to us, we do not comprehend its significance? And this is precisely what today's gospel is all about. The gospel, there are different people who are witness to the same event. There was a man who was blind, and now he sees. But they have different interpretations of its meaning. For the man at the beginning, it's he was blind and now he sees. For the Pharisees and those who gather, they believe that it's some type of work of evil, that this man called Jesus, who worked on the Sabbath, who broke the law, must be evil. And the parents of this blind man are of unique importance. In fear of what everyone would say about them, and maybe even the persecution that would come to them, they became indifferent. Ask him yourself. He's of age. He can answer. But we see in the gospel that little by little, by God's grace and work, and by time and being tested, the man comes to a greater realization of what has happened to him. He first says, this man, Jesus, healed me. A man, a simple man. And then he later says, this prophet, this good man who comes from God, was the one who did this to me. And finally, he's able to say with certainty of faith, my Lord. It's time. It's time and this testing, this persecution that he has to ask, answer to those people. Who is this Jesus that comes to a greater realization and an understanding of the significance of what this miracle means? All of us today have that time. And all of us today feel in a certain way that sense of testing, that trying. And it's an opportunity for all of us to really see the things that have happened in our life. To see what is unfolded before us, but not only to see it, but to be transformed in its meaning and what it signifies. The grace of a job and the good work that comes from it. Children understanding the importance of education and the capacity of which minds are opened and the human possibilities expands. The gift of family, of being able to circle and gather around together, to share time, to share memories. Children learn from their parents the wisdom that they hold. And parents learn from their children the beauty of life and the gift of God. All of us, though, are invited to contemplate and all invited to remember the great mystery of faith which has unfolded and given to us in our baptism. This great gift of faith, which gives to us a new light, a new opportunity, the great mystery of the Eucharist and of the sacraments, it reveals to us how important those things are and how essential to our life they really can be and should be. How time and time again we see them, but we do not understand what they mean. Today, throughout the world, many doctors and nurses and medical professionals, many scientists are working around the clock to help restore life and to give life to those who are ill. But science, in all of its glory and all of its need right now, can give life, but it doesn't tell us the meaning of life. What do we do after we leave the hospital? What do we do as we sit here and now? What's our purpose? What's the significance? It's drawing closer to the gift of faith, which all of us have the opportunity to do, especially with this time, to recognize the great mystery and gift that God gives to each one of us. That this mystery unfolds and opens before us. As Christ is our light, he comes in hope to scatter the darkness and dispel sin. This Sunday, we celebrate the Sunday of rejoicing. And it's a Sunday of rejoicing because we draw closer and closer to the hope of the resurrection. Let that be our hope. And let this be our responsibility, that each day we draw closer and closer to the things that we normally see, but upon pondering them, we understand their significance, and we see their importance, and we are transformed. Together we may not be gathered around the altar of the Lord, but we are gathered in the certainty of our faith, the faith in which Christ has come to dispel that darkness, and he doesn't leave us abandoned. He is with us as we are with each other.